Welcome to Breaking Free From Within, the podcast where we dive deep into personal development, self-healing, and the journey to living a fully aligned life. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, certified health coach, Reiki master teacher, and substance use disorder professional. My mission is to help you break free from self-sabotaging behaviors and step into the healthiest, most empowered version of yourself. Hi, love, and welcome back to Breaking Free From Within. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, substance use recovery coach, aligned living mentor, and woman on her own journey of deep embodiment and transformation. Today, I want to share with you five reasons why I've personally chosen to take alcohol off the table, not because I hit a rock bottom, not because I needed to label myself, but because I've come into a place in my life where clarity, connection, and alignment matter more than the temporary escape that alcohol used to give me. And if you've been feeling that nudge, that quiet inner whisper that maybe alcohol just doesn't feel aligned anymore, I want you to know you are not alone. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to share my truth in hopes that it reflects something back to you. Let's dive in. Reason number one, I'm choosing connection over coping. There was a time when I reached for a glass of wine to take the edge off, to unwind, to cope with overwhelm. But I started to notice that instead of feeling more connected, I felt more disconnected. Disconnected from myself, from the people around me, and from the moment I was actually in. I realized I didn't want to numb anymore. I wanted to be here, present, awake, and raw, if needed. Or maybe you've been noticing this too. Drinking in social settings, but still feeling isolated, or drinking at home and wondering why it doesn't feel comforting anymore. That's not weakness. That's your spirit calling you back. Reason number two, I want my energy to stay clear. As someone who lives by the rhythm of energetic alignment, I began to deeply feel how alcohol disrupted my nervous system. Even one glass left me foggy, irritable, and out of sync for days. I started noticing how much harder it was to tune into my body, my intuition, or even just a calm, focused mind. If you felt overstimulated, anxious, or off after drinking, even if just a little, you're not making it up. You're becoming sensitive to what no longer resonates. And that's a sign of growth. Reason number three, I've worked too hard to self-sabotage now. I've done too much healing work to let something as habitual as alcohol pull me back into patterns I've outgrown. Every time I drank, even in moderation, it dulled the progress I had made emotionally, spiritually, energetically. And I just reached a point where I said, no more. I want to honor everything I've healed. And that means not keeping one foot in an old life that no longer serves me. Maybe you feel like alcohol is the one thread still tying you to your former self. You can cut that thread with love, not because you're punishing yourself, but because you're protecting your peace. Reason number four, I want my joy to be real. There's joy that's chemically enhanced, and then there's joy that rises up from deep within. I started to realize that the version of fun I was creating with alcohol wasn't truly satisfying. It wasn't grounded, it was fleeting. Now, I want my happiness to come from my heart, from a clear mind, from moments that don't require enhancement. I want to dance, laugh, and connect, not because I'm buzzed, but because I'm present. If you've ever wondered, who am I without this glass in my hand? That's not fear. That's your soul getting curious about who you really are. Reason number five, I'm ready for a higher standard of living. This is the one that really anchored my decision. I've done so much work to get where I am. I'm building a life of freedom, purpose, and alignment. And alcohol just doesn't fit the frequency of where I'm going. During day 11 of the 21-day Breaking Free Challenge, I had a powerful moment of reflection. I tuned into my future self, the version of me who is embodied, grounded, and free. And she told me something I'll never forget. She said, "You've already done the hard work to become me. I'm already inside of you. You're on track, and you're not going backward." That reminder hit deep, because that's what this is about, moving forward, becoming her fully. As a self-employed health and wellness coach, I wear many hats, working with clients, creating content, managing marketing, and handling administrative tasks. It became overwhelming, and I realized I was spending more time on behind-the-scenes work than on what I truly love. That's when I discovered outsourced doers. They matched me with a skilled virtual assistant who was already trained in digital marketing and administrative tasks. Initially, I was hesitant, fearing it might add to my workload, but it turned out to be the best decision I've made for my business. We collaborate seamlessly. Some days we touch base. Other days she independently manages tasks with efficiency and expertise. She's brought skills to the table that have elevated my business beyond what I could have imagined. Outsource Doers provided comprehensive support, ensuring I had the tools and guidance to work effectively with my assistant. Now I focus on my passion, serving clients and creating meaningful content while enjoying more quality time with my family. If you're feeling stretched thin, I highly recommend exploring this option. I'd be delighted to refer you personally to Outsource Doers to ensure you receive the same exceptional service I did. Click the link in the show notes, provide your name and email, and I'll make the introduction for you. Here's to making more time for the things we love, and finally getting the support we deserve. So if you're listening right now and wondering whether alcohol is still a line for you, I want you to know you're not broken. You're just evolving. You're starting to feel the dissonance between who you were and who you're becoming. And that feeling, that's the beginning of freedom. You don't have to identify as sober. You don't have to give it up forever. You don't even have to know your plan yet. But you can start by getting curious about what it might feel like to live more clearly, more freely, more fully. That's why I created the What's Your Aligned Sobriety Path quiz. It's a gentle guide to help you discover what kind of shift your body, mind, and spirit might be craving and how I can support you. You can take the quiz right now at alignmentwithprairieyana.com or click the link in the show notes. You're not going backward. You're aligning. You're not losing yourself. You're remembering her. You're not giving anything up. You're making space for what's real. And I am so proud of the woman you're becoming. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Breaking Free From Within. If this conversation supported you in any way, I'd be so grateful if you left a 5-star review. It helps this podcast reach more people who are ready to reclaim their power and align with the life they were meant to live. You can find more resources, blog articles, and healing tools at alignmentwithprairieyana.com. Until next time, keep breaking free from within.